the machine.
Hey, is Tom in?
Speaking.
Hey, Tom and Tanika at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
All right. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking. I don't know if you remember, but we actually spoke a couple quarters ago about some of the programs that we had to offer, equipment financing and working capital. You guys said that you didn't have anything coming up, you know, at that time, but to follow up towards the end of the year to see if things have changed. So it's what I'm doing, kind of, you know, seeing how business has been, see if you guys have anything we can, you know, help you out with.
Yeah, at the moment we have no needs. We're pretty stable with where we are at the moment.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. How's business been since, you know, we last talked?
It's actually slowed down a little bit, which is a bit concerning, but, you know, that's the way business is. It picks up and slows down, and right now it's gotten a little slow.
Right. Is there kind of like a reason for that, or is that just, you know, the industry as a whole?
Who the heck knows? You know, you ask around, and you know, my customers basically saying, "No, we love you guys. We don't have any work for you." Okay, I got it.
We love you, but we don't have work for you, huh?
That's it. So you know, you just keep on going the best you can. So
now, typically, Tom, is there like, do your customers usually place orders towards the end of the year? Because I would imagine that they're trying to fill out their budgets, and you know, start placing these orders.
You do run into a little bit of that, yeah. But it's not tremendous. It all depends upon what's going on in the marketplace. And who knows? Some guys say, well, it's the election. Well, I don't buy that. But, you know, if they say it's the election, let them think that. It's just, you know, we do see a little bit of pickup towards the end of the year typically because, again, guys got budgetary money and you know how that goes, spend it or lose it. So, yeah, that happens. But it's not typically enormous for us.
Okay. Now, is there kind of like a time when you guys actually do evaluate if you need equipment or capital? Like a certain time of the year where you guys sit down, kind of look at the books and play around with it?
Well, you know, the problem with us is we're a job shop. So our lead times are relatively short. So if we go out more than 90 days, we're laughing at each other. I mean, 90 days for a job shop is even a long time. So,
oh, no.
You know, we
basically
take a look at what we're doing and the machine tools that we have, and we've got enough and a good enough complement. I mean, you get two-foot-itis all the time. You know, I'd like a machine that's just a little bit bigger. But the fact of the matter is that the cost of the machine doesn't, or the desire to increase the size of the part you can do doesn't justify the cost.
Right, you know? Yeah, the profit that you'd be making off it doesn't justify the cost of the machine, so you're just eventually spending more.
Exactly. You know, basically what it boils down to, I hate to say it, is when a machine wears out and dies, then you go out and you buy a bigger one.
Oh, I mean, you're not wrong, though. When I deal with a lot of my clients that are in the machine shop industry as well as the manufacturing industry, and all of them have the same sentiment. It's, I don't need to buy a machine until it actually breaks down on me and dies completely, you know?
And that's, see, hate to say it, but that's the way it goes. It's got to be a dead puppy. As a matter of fact, and the sad part about it is we just took one of our machines that's 30 years old. We put new Gibbs in it. The guy came back, checked it out, and he goes, it's a brand new machine.
You know, that's so funny because yesterday I was talking with one of my clients and I was just, you know, shooting a little shit with him and seeing like how old his oldest machine was. He said it was 30 years old too. And I'm like, you still running that? He's like, yep, my first machine I ever had, still running it strong.
You'd be surprised. I mean, I got a CNC piece of equipment here that I bought back in 1987. And I get the new machinery guys come in here, and again, we're not a production shop. We're a job shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in and they say, oh, we can sell you a brand new vertical machining center, and it'll do this, that, and the other thing. I said, well, you're not going to increase the feeds and speeds on it because that's controlled by the cutter and the material that you're cutting, so don't bullshit me there. I said, so what else are you going to you know, so you're asking me to spend $200,000. What am I going to get for $200,000? Oh, we can change, you know, that machine changes tools in 5 seconds. We can change tools in 1.2 seconds. I said, guys, I don't care if it takes me 15 seconds to change tools. It's not that big of a deal, and they walk away with their tails between their legs because they virtually, the old machinery, quite frankly, is better than some of the newer crap that they're putting out.
Right. I mean, they got these, let me guess, they got these young guys coming in, start talking to you and, you know, trying to sell you on their products and everything. And, you know, you've been in the business for quite a while, it sounds like. So you obviously have seen it all. You obviously know what's going on. And you're like, you guys are trying to sell me on something that I know isn't really going to do anything for my business. But
right.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you guys want to make them, and I don't blame them. I mean, everybody's got to sell and try to make their point, and I understand that. But we're a relatively small organization, and you know, a big bill is something that we got to be very careful with. And if you take a look at all of the businesses, and I look at them and watch them religiously, mm-hmm. that go out of business, oh, brand new 2009, brand new 2011. Yeah, you got all of these bills you got to pay, and the market takes a slight downturn, and you're out of business. It's that quick.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, I hate to say it, but the name of our game is keep your overhead low.
No, that's what you should do, because, you know, keeping the cost relatively low in comparison to what these other guys are doing when they bring on these new machines, I don't think they realize that, you know, a new machine is actually going to run a higher cost just in general. Everything about it will. You know, just to run the machine, you know, have a new operator to operate it, and all the other bells and whistles that come with it are, you know, it comes at a cost, and you got to make sure that you can factor that into your business and see if that's something that works out the best of, you know, both worlds.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah, no doubt about it. So, but at any rate, you know, unfortunately, at this point in time, we're pretty happy with the equipment we've got. It's well maintained. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. So
Of course. You know, and just out of curiosity, kind of when was the last time you guys actually, you know, bought something?
About 3 years ago.
Okay. Was it just another CNC machine? Were you guys looking to expand?
Well, actually, it was a very interesting story. We had a piece of machinery here that we thought was junk. We went to the state because the state had virtually free money that they were going to give us. We got approval from the state to go out and buy a new piece of equipment. And in the process, we had the service guy come in, and we said, well, we're going to junk this, and we're going to buy a new piece of equipment. And he looked at us and said, why are you going to junk it? And we said, well, you know, it doesn't hold tolerance. And he said, can you give me about a half an hour to work on it? And I said, yeah, I'll give you half an hour. He worked on it, came back, and he showed me the instruments, and he brought it to within a half a thousandth of being dead nuts, and he said, if you give me another half an hour, I'll make that go away.
No way.
So he brought it in. He said, you got a piece of equipment here. He says, we rate our equipment on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being brand new, 5 being throw it out. And he said, I'd rate this machine at a 2. I'm not going to tell you it's not worn. It is. But it's definitely a serviceable piece of equipment, and you can continue to use it. And believe it or not, as a matter of fact, when you called, I was out on one of our other machines cutting the new ways that are going into that machine. And when we put those new ways in there, the damn thing will be, he said, it'll be as good as brand new. He said, you can't get better than that.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
And so, you know, we are a machine shop. So as I tell our guys, is, hey, we got machinery here that needs repair, so let's fix it. You know, what the hell are we doing? And we have this service guy comes in once a year, and all he does is go through our equipment and says, this is starting to show signs of wear. He was in here, and he repaired one of our other machines. He said, oh, this thing's mm-hmm. a little bit off here. I need mm-hmm. to dismantle this. Cost me $1,000. He's back in business. It's a brand-new machine. Everything works.
Look at that. Look at that. You guys save a lot of money because you don't have to go and spend money on a new machine when you got your buddy over there who comes in and pretty much saves you guys.
Rebuilds them and checks them out and makes sure that they're doing, you know, when you tell it to move 2 inches and one tenth, it moves 2 inches and one tenth. That's what it's supposed to do.
That's
so
awesome. That's
so we're
awesome.
In pretty good shape.
That's good.
Yeah, right now, again, there's no need as far as capital equipment. We're pretty stable as far as that's concerned. As a matter of fact, if I bought another piece of equipment, I have to throw something in a building out because I just don't have any more room.
You guys working at maximum capacity, huh?
We're there. No doubt about it.
No I know, it's kind of hard to get rid of those machines, too, because they're big, they're heavy, and they're a pain in the ass.
Well, they are, but that's what the business is all about, and you have to do that from time to time. But, yeah, we're in good shape. We're happy.
Okay. Yeah, no, Tom, is there maybe a better time you'd like me to follow up, you know, kind of just touch base again, see, you know, how business has been?
I'll tell you what, I would say I don't see anything in the near future that's going to change. So if you want to put me down for even a year, you'd be safe at a year.
Okay, I can do that. I'll mark that in on my end. You know, in the meantime, I know things kind of can come up randomly and sporadically, and you can't really, you know, have a say in what really happens in terms of the market and things like that. But is there an email address I can get so I can just shoot you over my contact info? Because I don't think I got that last time. So in case anything comes up, you have me on file?
I hate to do that because you want to know something. Email addresses, we get so much garbage email in here, it isn't funny. Do you guys sell the list? What do you do with it? Is it just, and I don't want to be on any callback, any automatic, hey, once a month we get this. It's just, the more I think about it, give me a call. I'd rather talk to you than get the email.
Okay, I can do that. I can just give you guys a call and, you know, see how business has been, see if you guys have anything coming up.
You got it. Okay.
All right, Tom. It's good catching up with you, man.
Yep. Thank you much.
All right, you take care, okay?
Right. Bye.
All right, bye now.